start to laugh. And then everyone around started to laugh. Because giving Krishna happiness is the cause of all happiness. If you water the root of the tree, the whole tree is nourished. If Krishna's happy, everyone's happy. If Krishna laughs, everyone laughs. If Krishna's not pleased, everyone is displeased. Hare Krishna. We have seen with Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he would be telling a joke, a Bengali joke. None of us could understand it at all. Didn't make any sense. We couldn't understand how this is funny. But Srila Prabhupada would be laughing as he'd be telling it. And because he'd laugh, everyone would spontaneously start laughing out of joy. The only reason we knew we were laughing is because when Prabhupada laughs, we laugh. Why he's laughing, we'll never understand. Maybe when we become pure devotees, we'll understand this joke. But it doesn't matter. When he was laughing, everyone laughed from their heart of hearts, laughing. And when he was upset, nobody laughed. Impossible. Because that is love. You are so much affected by the person you love. When you love your child, when your child's happy, you're happy. When your child's sad, you cannot find any happiness by any means in the entire universe until you make your child happy. That is love. But the most perfect love is the parental affection of Yashoda for Krishna in this sense. So Yashoda would pick up Krishna. And then he would fall on her lap, and she would laugh. He would laugh, she would laugh, everyone would laugh. And while she was doing this, Krishna was thinking, a demon is coming, and I do not want my mother to be disturbed too much by this demon. This little one-year-old child, he knows everything, past, present, and future. He's within everyone's
earth. Each of you, somehow or other, to help you to become more committed to the ultimate purpose of life, which is to purify our hearts through the chanting of the names of God, service to the Vaishnavas, and preaching to the fallen souls. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Udupi, he inquired from some of the leaders of the Tattvavadi Sampradaya, what is the goal of life and how to achieve it? And their reply was to achieve Vaikuntha through very carefully executing our particular varnas and ashrams. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, this is not the actual perfection of life. The actual perfection is pure unconditional love for Krishna. And in the age of Kali, the only way to achieve it is by the 9 processes of devotional service, which begins with hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Certainly the Varnashram system has great relevance and importance, inasmuch it properly situates a person in life to continue throughout their life hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attentively and sincerely according to our vows, remembering Krishna. These 9 processes of devotional service, which were so beautifully delineated by Sri Prahlad Maharaj, is the essence of all spirituality. When Lord Chaitanya was asked of the nine,
as the name of Lord is entering into our ears and into our heart, we should, with humility and sincere devotion, attentively welcome the Lord into our heart. This folding of palms is namaskar. It means to bow down with great humility to welcome a respectable person. And Krishna is the supreme most respectable person. So in a spirit of gratitude and humility, let us welcome Krishna's name into our heart as we are listening. And as you are chanting, please raise your arms like this. Everyone. High. When we raise our arms, we are chanting the holy names and offering our lives. Our body, mind, words, our very life at the lotus feet of His holy name. And we are calling out the holy name like a child calls out for its mother, that you are my only refuge. I offer myself to you. Please save me. This is the transcendental dance, which is the perfection of all asanas, the perfection of all pranayama, the perfection of all entertainment, the perfection of everything and every subject, is to dance in this way that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, and very seriously and loudly chant Krishna's holy names. And also to create a sense of more unity, Srila Prabhupada taught us how to move our legs during this wonderful spiritual process of dancing. You can demonstrate, please. This is Rohini Nandan Prabhu, the illustrious brother of Mahaprabhu Prabhu. Hare Krishna. This is called the Swami step. So everyone will do. Please do not be ashamed. You should be ashamed to not do it. If you don't do this, everyone will look at you like you're an outcast. If you do it, everyone will think, oh, very nice.
It's terrible. It comes in like, it's itching so bad.